made it to Thursday. Good morning. Eric Carpenter with you. This is KCVL, KCRK. Well, around northern Stevens County, just depending on right where you are, you may have pretty hazy sky because there's still smoke coming from those fires. But as far as fire danger is expanding those fires, pretty minimal. DNR, the fire districts, the crews got on the fires very quickly yesterday. And right now, just kind of smoke. The helicopters, the hand crews, the engines did a good job getting the fires contained. So was a very busy time for a while. Actually had four fires going all at once. Had one small fire yesterday DNR dealt with on Gold Creek Loop. And other than that, it's a lot calmer today than yesterday. Lightning and humidity, that is a real concern, though, for the Forest Service, the entire Pacific Northwest region. They are really concerned about eastern Oregon and eastern Washington. The weather conditions bringing a potential for new fire starts and increase in fire danger throughout the region. Warm, hot, dry conditions this year. A little above normal for fire risk. Well, the weather briefings with the Forest Service indicate lightning is expected to be around today on through Sunday, the 6th. The lightning expected from the Cascade Crest all the way to the Oregon-Idaho border throughout the north-central part of Washington. I say the next few days on through Sunday, they're going to be watching for potential lightning strikes very closely.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
It's free food distribution day here in Colville. If you could use some help, and you know, a lot of us could use some help with the price of groceries these days, the mobile market with Second Harvest is here in Colville. 11 o'clock to 1 in the afternoon. It's a drive-through event. They can take care of up to 250 families while the supplies last. The mobile market serving people that are facing hunger. 11 till 1 o'clock. This is the parking lot area between the food bank and the Ag Trade Center. St. Paul Lutheran Church, they're helping out with Second Harvest this month in this food distribution, the drive-through event, 11 till 1 today. City of Chewila, they are going to be getting $1.5 million. They're going to renovate the Civic Center. The funding, the Community Development Block Grant, General Purpose Program. The planned renovations going to focus on improvements to the interior and to the parking area to the west. They're going to be making needed American Disabilities Act upgrades. Larry Fetter wrote the grant, and he has agreed to manage the project renovations for Chewila. So the next steps are going to be to create the final design and bid documents for that renovation. They will include a new office for Parks and Recreation Services. They are going to manage the building and future recreation programs. Other improvements include new restroom facilities, upgrades in the kitchen, the meeting room, the parking for 60 additional cars. They expect the project to be complete by 2025. It's about 8,000 square foot facilities and doesn't get used a whole lot. And they say it doesn't get used a lot because of the lack of facilities and that it is not disability accessible. So the interior of the Civic Center, far as ADA access, because the building was originally an elementary school, the list of barriers include no automated exterior doors. They'll have those now. ADA accessible restrooms, drinking fountains. They will have access to the elevated stage, access to the food prep area and the service counter for the disabled. And it's basically when they're done, they want a full access, full utilization for the Civic Center for all abilities. And then the development of the new parking lot on the east side will enhance the center, also include an approach to the fire station, and the new parking area will serve as overflow for the St. Joseph's Hospital and a good walking, driving corridor on North 5th Street. They expect the construction to begin in next spring and be completed in 2025. So $1.5 million improvement there. They're at the Civic Center in Chewila.
Get ready for the momentous summer sales event at Adams Tractor. For a limited time, we're slashing prices on our complete line of Gravely mowers. Whether you need a residential, commercial, zero-turn, or walk-behind mower, we've got you covered. And the savings, they're out of this world. Enjoy discounts of up to $1,000 off. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to transform your lawn. Visit Adams Tractor's new location in Colville today and make your summer momentous. Adams Tractor, your trusted partner for all your Gravely lawn needs.
Discussions continue down in Chewila regards to that new intensive behavioral health facility that's been constructed. A multi-agency meeting last month intended to come up with solutions to some of the issues raised regarding the project. Citizens expressing concerns about safety in the community and the resources required to keep Chewila safe. The project's got a lot of people questioning how a project size, more typically for larger cities and their services, ended up in Chewila. Well, we talked with Senator Shelley Short, explained some of that, as well as her take on where the state stands in that program.
What I would say that was very clearly markedly different is there is a realization from the state agencies that they didn't look at the project, all of the pieces of that, the assisted living facility, the dementia unit, the intensive behavioral health, they didn't look at the totality of that together. You know, what we're saying is you have the potential to have 70 beds in a town the size of 2,400 people. And what does that seem like? And so what each agency did is they did their own thing. They didn't look at it together. And they would share that, by the way. I mean, what they did in the applications for funding is they did what they call a self-attestation, which they took the applicants at their word, which meant that whatever the applicant said, they believed. And, you know, the applicant basically put a story out there that they were more plugged into the community than they were. And the state agencies you know, took that at face value. And a lot of the folks we met with aren't the folks that made the decisions in the state agencies, but they do see what the size and enormity of that project looks like. And so I think that's what's creating a lot of, you know, how do we fix this? We need to fix this. This does not work. And so I was pleased for them to say that in public because we've all felt it. So what I would say is that's the driving direction to the governor's office, to these different state agencies, DSHS, Department of Health, and Healthcare Authority. And so what I can share with everybody is we talked a number of ideas. How do we right size this? Do we minimize the numbers? Do we look at the individuals who are served here? Maybe those individuals are different than what's being presented, you know, right now. And what does that look like? Those are the discussions they're now having with the Attorney General's office. For those of you who don't know, the Attorney General's office represents the state agencies. And so those discussions now with them are, they're having that at that level. I will tell you, my mission is to make sure they don't sweep this under the rug. That is 100% my mission, because I believe without a doubt that it was a huge mistake on their part. And, you know, to be putting this in near a school in the town, the size that it is, without the resources, you know, without the law enforcement, what happens when they need help? How does that work in a county our size with the challenges that we have? I will tell you, it's gotten their attention, and I feel good that the attention it's gotten and the realization that they have is going to bring solutions forward. What I can't say is what that looks like. You know, hopefully there's room for them to do that. You know, they've had contractual obligations, so they need, you know, they need to look at all of that. And my job is to make sure they do.
Well, the owners of Quail Hollow, they're building two new 16-bed facilities, the project funded by $1.6 million from the Department of Commerce, part of a larger project to shift away from the big mental health facilities, the troubled state hospitals, and put it out in smaller community-based ones. So everything moving ahead in Shawila, and it will be interesting to see the end result.
For top-notch service and unmatched choices in insurance products, you can depend on the folks at Guide Insurance Services in Colville for home and auto, farm, life, health, personal, and business insurance policies. Call for a free quote and take advantage of rates, benefits, and services designed to give you more for your money. Call Guide Insurance Services today at 684-5850 or visit them at 621 South Main in Colville.
Boy, the medical field here in Colville, huge expansion. Yeah, Northeast Washington Health building that new big Colville facility. Let's find out about some of the services you can access there.
This is Lindsay Ruivivar with New Health. New Health began operating in our brand new Colville Medical Facility on May 1st. And since then, we have paved a parking lot and put in the final landscaping touches. So we are so excited to have this beautiful new facility to serve the greater Colville community. So this is a brand new medical building. It enables us to expand access to primary medical and behavioral health services, as well as pharmacy services in Colville. The new building is located at 358 North Main Street, and it's right next to our existing dental building. This construction project had a strong focus on reinvesting dollars locally. So New Health was actually able to solicit state and federal funding to bring into the Colville community. And we also were able to source some of the building materials from Vaughan Timbers. And so that enabled us to keep those dollars local, keep jobs local in the Colville community. We've had a lot of people coming in to see the new building, and we've gotten some really, really nice feedback. So we appreciate everyone who has visited. The parking lot is now open. It's fully paved and striped. The parking lot is located at the corner of North Main Street and East 4th Avenue. There are several ways that you can enter, but probably the easiest one is from East 4th Avenue. to get into that new parking lot. And then there's two entrances right on the front of the building, so you can come right inside and talk to one of our staff at the front desk. We are accepting new patients. We did have a new medical doctor join that practice back in April. So we do have access for new patients who want to come to our facility in Colville. We also have really convenient access to our pharmacy because we have a pharmacy drive-through on that new building. And you'll notice that there is also a coffee drive-through. So our new medical building is also the home to Kettle Falls Crandall Coffee's first Colville location. Crandall Coffee is a family-owned business. They started in Kettle Falls. This is their first coffee shop in Colville, and we're super excited to have them joining us in our new medical facility. They do have a coffee shop drive-thru that you can access off of East 4th Avenue, or you can come inside to visit their coffee shop. They have beverages, pastries, and sandwiches. Without getting too complicated, basically a lot of insurance plans are no longer allowing pharmacies to mail prescriptions. And that's a huge issue in our rural communities where we have transportation challenges. And so New Health has decided to get creative. We have actually hired a full-time courier driver who has started to deliver medications to our more rural communities, and they can even take a patient their medications to their home or their place of employment. So this is huge. It's a service that we're providing to our patients because we know that they need access to their medication. We'll have more information where people could go and read more to understand it. Right now, if they have questions or if they're having challenges accessing medications, they're welcome to call one of our pharmacies. Our main phone number is 509-935-6004, and you can ask to speak to any of our pharmacies, talk to our pharmacists, ask them questions, and they can let you know what is available to you and if that courier service may be the best option to get you access to your medications.
All right, we're going to hear a little bit more tomorrow from Lindsay about the official opening, the ribbon-cutting event, a big facility tour coming up next week, and that's going to be in the evening, 5:30 to 7:30, ribbon-cutting at 6. New Health up at 358 North Main here in Colville, a huge addition to the medical community here in Colville.
A forest health message to all timber landowners. Insects, disease, and suppressed stands of timber have created an unhealthy forest environment that is susceptible to wildfire. Forest health is a concern to our community and to us at Vaughan Brothers Lumber. To discuss the possible options available for your timberland, call our experienced forestry team at 509-684-5071 for a free on-site consultation or look us up on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Julio Rodriguez hit a tie-breaking RBI single, stole home in a four-run seventh inning. The Mariners, a 6-3 win over the Boston Red Sox yesterday. Rodriguez hit a broken bat grounder. It rolled into left field. The Boston shortstop and third baseman collided while trying to field that ball. Well, that allowed Tom Murphy to score. Cerez followed with an RBI single to right field, giving the Mariners a two-run lead. Then Rodriguez on a double steal scored from third base when Boston catcher, he threw to second base. Now the Mariners open a road series tonight down in Los Angeles. That'll be on 92.1 KCRK, 5:30 pregame. And Mariners making a good run here in the second half of the season. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Tri-County Stove and Spa, featuring Quadrafire, wood, pellet, gas stoves, and fireplaces. Enjoy the beauty and efficiency of a Quadrafire heating stove in your home. Visit Tri-County Stove and Spa, 2088 North Highway. Sunny and hot, 93 this afternoon. Hazy skies, areas of smoke tonight. 50 the overnight low, 92 tomorrow. On Saturday, there is that possibility of some thunderstorm activity, a high of 86. Possible thunderstorms on Sunday, 84 the high. Again, still into Monday, thunderstorms possible, 88 the high, 84 Tuesday, 80 on Wednesday, but still pretty much partly sunny skies. Tri-County Stove and Spa, locally crafted gifts and home decor on display in the store. Call 509-684-2000. Get all the information. They got great values on spas right now. Big discounts. Tri-County Stove and Spa. No wind here in the valley. The barometer steady at 30.12. Getting this Thursday morning started at 62 degrees. 7:31, good morning. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL KCRK.
Now, time for another Otis Advisory.
Now, we can't comment on an ongoing investigation. Hell, everybody knows that. But here's the deal. With more than 700 cameras running 24 hours a day in your White House, the Secret Service still can't tell you who left the blow in the West Wing. Well, of course not. They can tell you who stuck the gum under any desk in the building, but not this. Hell, you'd think it's New Orleans or something. It's not. Nobody believes any of it. All while Hunter's toxicology report came in again, showing the presence of alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. How can this be? We know they've tried putting saltpeter in his food to calm the boy down, but Hunter is just one of those things nobody can explain. Like Texas hockey, Hunter, who still uses his arrest warrant as a flotation device, is still trying to figure out if he wants to be the drill or the hole. But for now, they're just trying to keep the cinnamon toothpicks out of his hands and keep him away from the Situation Room. Naturally, we ask Little Whiskers. Little Whiskers?
Yeah?
Did anybody see anything hanging out of Hunter's pocket last week?
We all saw it, hanging there like a loose tooth.
Okay, well that clears it up. The shrunk Lotus, along with a number 2 wash tub, a clear shower curtain, and a police radio. That's how you solve for X. I'll see you at the Peace March.